So let's review. The Mishnah earlier began listing the various karbanos of kachi kachi. The Mishnah first discusses parman nisrafim, the types of chatayis that are burned whole outside Yerushalayim, and then discusses ordinary chatayis and then oilis. The Gemara explains the reason for this order. Actually, tzafin ba'oiliksiv. The Torah explicitly states that a karban oila requires tzafin. Nevertheless, chatas aidi de'asim midrasha chavivilei. The Mishnah preferred to begin listing chatayis first, because they are derived from a drasha. Furthermore, aidi de'nichnas damen lufnai v'lufnim chavivilei. The Mishnah prefers to discuss chatayis apanimius first, since their blood is brought inside the heichal itself. The Gemara now discusses the source that oila requires tzafin. The pasuk says, "V'imin atzayin karban ne'bishachat oisa al yarchem esbech tzafina." A karban oila of sheep must be slaughtered in tzafin. Furthermore, "V'imin atzayin karban vav meisiv al inyan rishon v'ilamet eli mitachten." The extra letter vav tells us that ben bakar cattle, which are discussed in the previous pasuk, also required tzafin. The Gemara proceeds to discuss whether there is a machlekes in whether we make this type of drasha b'ilamet eli mitachten, and cites the halachas of the following karbanas. Karban chatas. One is chayav karban chatas b'shaygig if he transgressed an aver for which he would be chayav karas b'mezit. Karban asham. For certain averis b'shaygig in certain situations, one is chayav karban asham, also sometimes referred to as asham vaday. One of which is asham me'ilois. If one was moil behektish b'shaygig, he inadvertently benefited from hektish, he is chayav karban asham me'ilois. Karban asham tali. Generally, one is chayv asham tali if he is unsure whether he transgressed an aveira for which he is liable to a karban chatas, if he is sure that he was over b'sheik. The Gemara cites a machlekes Rabbi Akiva Chacham whether one brings an asham tali for safek me'ilis, as Rashi explains, hektish b'chulin lefanov, v'nena me'echad mehem, kesavish ne'em chulin, v'achshav eni dea me'izim mehen nena. He ate from either hektish or chulin, thinking they were both chulin, and now he's unsure if he ate hektish. Rabbi Akiva says, chayv al safek me'ilis, asham tali v'chacham patron. The Gemara at first assumes that their machlekes is in whether we say v'lomet elim etachten. After the parasha of Me'ilah, the parasha of Asham Tola begins with v'im nefesh kisechata. Mar sava lemeiden, or mar sava ein lemeiden. Rabbi Kiva holds v'lomet elim etachten. We use the vav to connect the topic of Asham Tola and the previous topic of Me'ilah, and so one is liable from Asham Tola for suffic Me'ilahs. While the Chacham hold, we do not make this drasha, and so one is exempt. However, the Gemara suggests another interpretation of the machlekes. There is exer shava of the words mitzvahs. The pasuk of Hashem Tola reads this, nefesh ki sechata v'asasa achasim kol mitzvahs Hashem ha'shaloi se'esana. And the pasuk of Chatas reads, v'im nefesh achas techata b'shkoga me'am ha'aretz v'asasa achasim kol mitzvahs Hashem ha'shaloi se'esana. Nemer ka mitzvahs, v'nemer v'chatas chelev mitzvahs. The Torah compares an Hashem Tola to a Chatas chelev in that, ma'ala halan davar, shechayom nozdeine karz v'ashigagasi chatas, afkan shechayom nozdeine karz v'ashigagasi chatas. One is only chayv asham toli when it's a suffix for a transgression for which he's chayv karas v'chatas when it's vaday. And so one is not chayv asham toli for suffix me'ilis because he's chayv asham vaday when it's vaday. However, Bekiva holds hekesh adif m'gzereshava. The comparison of the vav ma'isif overrides the gzereshava, and so one is chayv asham toli for suffix me'ilis. The Gemara now cites the source that chatoyis required suffix. Regarding shechita, the pasuk says, v'shachat es achatas b'mkoy ma'ila. The chatas shall be slaughtered in the same place as the oila, namely tzafin. Regarding Kabbalah, the pasuk says immediately afterwards, v'loka hakoyim midam achatas. The Kabbalah also must take place in tzafin. Furthermore, we expound v'lokach lo yikach. He should take himself to the same place, and so mekabel atzmai. The kohen received the blood also needs to stand in tzafin. The Gemara now points out, ashkechon lemitzvah la'akav minayin. Halachas regarding karbanas are only an absolute requirement if mentioned in the Torah twice. Therefore, the Gemara cites several additional psukim regarding the various types of karban chatas. Regarding sar nasi, the goat offered by the nasi, the pasuk says, v'shachar eisi b'mkei mashayishchat esa oila, and imloi shachat abetzafin pasul. Since this is already included in the general pasuk regarding chatois, this pasuk teaches us that if it was not slaughtered in tzafin, it is invalid. Furthermore, ksiv b'kisava b'ksiv b'si'ira, the pasuk repeats the requirement of tzafin regarding the sheep and goat offered by an individual for his chatas. And so they are invalid if not slaughtered in tzafin. Now, the pasuk regarding the nasi says b'shachat oisai. The Gemara suggests several interpretations of this exclusion. Oisai b'tzafin ve'in sar nachshin b'tzafin. The chatas brought by the nasim as part of the chanukas and mizbech did not require tzafin, as Rashi explains, shlei ba'al chat, because they were not brought for atonement. Aisa b'tzafin ve'in ben oif b'tzafin. The malika of a bird does not require tzafin. Aisa b'tzafin ve'in pesach b'tzafin. A carbon pesach does not require tzafin. However, the Gemara refutes the first three interpretations because they're not necessary. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Eiseh b'tzafen v'ein sheichet b'tzafen. The person slaughtering the chatas does not need to stand in tzafen. Now, this is already derived from the following pasuk, v'shachat eiseh al yerchem esbech tzafayna. The pasuk says, Eiseh regarding a korban oila. L'fisha mitzinu oimeh b'tzafen and mekabel b'tzafen. The kohen must stand and receive the blood in tzafen, but eiseh b'tzafen v'ein sheichet b'tzafen. The one slaughtering the animal does not have to stand in tzafen. However, our pasuk is teaching ein sheichet b'tzafen of a mekabel b'tzafen. We infer that the kohen who accepts the blood does need to stand the tzafen. The Gemara earlier cited sources that a korban oila should be slaughtered and its blood received in tzafen. Having established that the korban chatas requires tzafen, the Gemara returns to the korban oila and asks, Shechita b'kabbalah la'akav menalan. Where do we see that the shechita and kabbalah of a korban oila are not valid unless performed in tzafen? The Gemara answers, Chatas haba mikaych oila ma'akavis, oila shaba chatas mikaycha enedin shema'akavis. If a korban chatas whose requirement for tzafen is derived from the oila is only valid in tzafen, certainly the oila itself is only valid in tzafen because klumitzinu tafel chamar mina ikar. Certainly the secondary matter, the korban chatas, cannot be more stringent than the primary matter, the korban oila. The Gemara challenges this idea from several sources. Vari meiser, dhu nifta, veilu lekuch bekesa meiser ene nifta. Meiser sheni can be redeemed, and its value brought to Yerushalayim instead. And yet, the food purchased with this money cannot be redeemed. The Gemara answers, Loya lima kedushasi lemitves pidyayna. The sanctity of this food is not strong enough to allow for a transfer onto money. Vari temura, dilu kachem lechayli abamum kavua ve'ilu ihi chayla. One cannot consecrate an animal that has a permanent blemish as a carbon, and yet one can transfer the kedusha of a carbon onto such an animal. The Gemara answers, temur mekayach kachem ka'asya, ve'kachem mekayach chulin ka'asi. The kedusha of a temura is derived from the pre-existing kedusha of another carbon, and that kedusha can be transferred, but one cannot create a new kedusha on such an animal. Hari Pesach, dhu eina toin smicha b'nesacha m'tenufas chaza b'shaik, v'ilu meisr didei toin smicha b'nesacha m'tenufas chaza b'shaik. One does not lean on a carbon Pesach, it's not accompanied by libations, and does not require the waving of the chaza b'shaik. Yet a carbon Pesach remaining after Pesach does require all of these avoidas. The Gemara answers, Pesach b'shaya meisr shana shlamim hu. A remaining Pesach is considered carbon shlamim, and therefore has the halachas of a shlamim.